down to the red line. Intercepting Samuelson. Quick transition by Detroit. Samuelson racing in now towards the side of the goal. Wraparound try. He scores! What a play by Samuelson! He wrapped it around for the backhand into the lower corner of the goal. And the Red Wings lead 1-0.
The Red Wings struck first in the Stanley Cup Final, and it was a harbinger of things to come. Ken Cowell, the call on WXYT in Detroit, as Michael Samuelson's tally was his first of two on the night, and the Wings opened the series with a 4-0 win. The Joe was rocking again for Game 2, and again, the Wings fired the opening salvo.
Couple of steals again. Travels over the line, drop pass to the trailer, moving in Stewart, slap shot, Fleury the save, and then a bounce off of him into the net, and the Red Wings score!
Ken Cowell again as Brad Stewart's goal had the Wings in front, and Chris Osgood made sure it would be enough.
Under a minute to go in the first period. Up the boards to Hossa, side of the right circle, to Stahl in the corner, puts it on goal, save made by Osgood, and he keeps the puck out on the goal line. Sikora. It along the boards to Malkin, back pass to the point, shot by Gill, saved by Osgood.
Sam Rosen, the call right here on NHL Radio as Osgood followed up his 19-save performance in Game 1 with a 22-save shutout in Game 2 to become just the fourth goalie in NHL history to post consecutive shutouts in the opening two games of the final. With insurance goals from Thomas Holmstrom and Valtteri Filppula, Detroit became the first team since the NHL took control of the Cup in 1927 to score the first seven goals of a final series. Maybe the friendly confines of the igloo could help the Penguins out of their scoring funk. After all, Pittsburgh won its last eight regular season home games and was 8-0 on home ice in the playoffs. The Pens also know better than to look a gift horse in the mouth.
And a giveaway. Crosby's got it. Tahosa for a shot. Blocked. Crosby's shot. He scores! Sidney Crosby scores the Penguins' first goal in the Stanley Cup Final.
Sam Rosen again as Sidney Crosby scored the first of his two goals in Game 3. The Penguins led 2-0 before Johan Franzen scored his league-leading 13th of the playoffs, but a fluke goal provided Pittsburgh with necessary insurance. Adam Hall took advantage of a Chris Osgood mistake and scored the eventual game winner in a 3-2 final. Mike Lang with the call on the Penguins Hockey Network.
The Penguins rattle back into the Red Wings' head, and Roberts puts a hit on Lulia, the big defenseman. The Penguins dig it free. Talbot in front. Here's Hall. Backhand shot. Hit the side of the net. With Osgood down and out, he's out of the net. Now Hall puts it in on the body. It goes in. Adam Hall.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.